Welcome to Benny the D Podcast Season 2 Ascension. You can email us at bethedrocks@gmail.com or tweet us at @B_D. We'd like your input if you participate in the show. Maybe we'll add you as character. Maybe we'll just put you down as a thank you note. Or maybe we'll kill you. I don't know. We'll see.
The world of Natalix is an ancient one. Its history is filled with seemingly endless cycle of peace and war. Heroes and villains rise, fall, become legend, and fade into the deep well of time. Few moments truly decide the fate of the world. Fewer still are remembered. This is one of those moments.
We got hit. Crikey. Got two new recruits for me, eh? You're Mr. Grumpy Gross over there.
Tone it down a little, please.
All right, let's get to know y'all since you're going to be part of this army.
Are we going to get to fight orcs?
Oh, you're going to be fighting a lot more than orcs. You're going to be fighting the baddest of the baddies. I tell you what. Crikey, they might put shrimp on your barbie.
Is that good?
I don't know. It's what they say, though. I have no idea.
Okay.
Not really my culture, and I don't judge you.
As long as I get to fight orcs, I'm fine.
Right. We'll get all to that. But first, we gotta take inventory, take stock, you see? Alright, let's start with you. Tell me, for the legit, what is your race and your class?
Can you not tell what I am?
I can tell, but I don't judge. I'm colorblind, so I can't tell your race. So why don't you just tell me your race?
I'm a Goliath. Goliath Barbarian.
Oh, Goliath Barbarian. All right. I like that. Very tough, are you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Well, that's not what we're really looking here for the army, but you know what? We can't discriminate right now, can we? No, hey. Hey, man, hey. All right, you, Mr. Grumpy Gus. What we got here?
Can you just tight? Let's calm it down a little. You're yelling.
Oh boy, I'm sorry.
I'm hungover. I'm sorry. When are we getting grog?
We'll get grog plenty. I tell you what, you'll be right. Smashing your heads on rocks all the time.
Yeah, thanks.
I slap him on the back. Oh, get over it.
Oh fuck! Oh, it's so loud.
All right. Well, so what we got here? What are you? What class are you working as, eh?
Oh man, I'm Jafiel and. Right now, I'm a mercenary for Grog.
Alright, Jafiel, okay, I like that. I didn't seem to get your name, sir.
My name's Agoro.
Agoro, alright, Jafiel and Agoro, I like that. Let me just write it down on my ledger. Alright, Agoro, can you tell me a little bit about yourself so I can put you in the right unit, eh?
My clan got killed.
I'm sorry to hear that.
By orcs. I was the only survivor. I saw them coming. I tried to run to their aid, but I was too late.
Right.
I am Crikey. Coming to fight with you against the orcs specifically.
That's a great motivation.
All right. Yeah, well, we'll make sure that we put you up against some of those bloody bastards, eh?
Please. That's all I'm asking you to do. I will sign up and fight in your glory, in your honor. Obviously, with my clan in tow.
We'll be sure to honor them in the halls of greatness of the Imperium and the Grand Alliance.
Would you like some water?
No.
Yeah, Mr. Grumpy.
Does it have alcohol in it?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, here
you are. That's delicious. Oh, great.
Well, I'm not sure that's regulation at this moment, but all right. I'll allow it. Yet. That, you know what? You got me there. I can't back down from that. All right.
To say no to someone who wants something.
Well, I say no to people who want something all the time. It's usually my big dick, but we'll get into that later.
As long as it's not necessarily mine.
Well,
fucking English accent.
I don't know what's happening to your voice there, but all right. I guess characters evolve as the story goes on. Yours is evolving quite quickly.
Do you have any more of that?
Got ourselves a Pokemon here.
Do you have any more of that alcohol water?
I'm afraid that was supplied by him, not us. We got regular water, it'll clear your head up. We got ale, but you can't only have that at dinner.
Here's some more of that alcohol water.
Thank you. I am back. I am feeling good now.
All right, Jolfiel, why don't you tell us Jolfiel. A little bit worse about yourself?
Well, about a fortnight ago, I woke up and my village was on fire. Everybody I loved was dead. Don't know what happened. I ran. I ended up here.
Right.
Don't remember.
All right. I can accept that. Well, it seems like you guys got plenty of good reason for droning up.
I'm not happy about it.
Well, clearly, you're all stinking drunk. I can smell it on you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you might have just shot yourself before you came in here.
No, that was a while ago.
Oh, all right. So you did it a while ago, but you came in here as is.
Yes.
Oh, okay, alright.
My pants are caked.
It's caked. You know, I thought you had sat in mud.
Nope.
But it was all dry, so I thought, we'll let it go.
Yes.
But it's shit. It's clearly shit.
Yes, human shit.
Okay.
Mine.
That's
human
just a sign shit. Of a true man.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
Right.
What was your name?
Agoro.
Thanks, Agoro.
Agoro and Jafiel. Alright, we're gonna have quite the assignment for you. Alright. Do you gentlemen, you happen to know each other from before this? I mean, I know you got some pretty tragic past here and a great motivation to join in the Imperium in the Grand Alliance.
I recall him from a while ago. I think we had some kind of mercenary business together, kind of raiding and, get-rich-quick scheme, some kind of pyramid scheme where we, like, raided a pyramid and...
Oh, well, let's hope that the curse of the dead...
The pyramid scheme, you remember that, right?
I do remember that.
It was Ponzi's, scheme. It was Ponzi's pyramid.
Ponzi's pyramid, all right, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're from the Eastern Shores then, that's...
Well, like, that's where I did my
crimes.
That's
where you did your crimes.
You don't raid pyramids in your own neighborhood.
That's true. So technically you don't have a crime against the Imperium, so good on you.
Mm. Good on us.
Nor any in the Grand Alliance. Yeah,
no,
good on both.
It wasn't any of that. It was just random pyramids.
I'm out for getting rich. I like money and to spend it on beer. Yeah, grog.
All right, that's okay.
I like to poke with my rapier.
To each their own, I suppose. That's mighty great.
Poke, poke, poke is what I say. That's actually the name of my sword. Is poke, poke, poke.
Poke, poke, poke. You named your sword. All right. Yeah.
It basically named itself.
Oh, I'm sure it did when you poked.
I call him Pokey.
You know what?
Once.
I still do.
You know what? I call my dick Pokey. I like it. Poke, 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 and Pokey.
Because it's slow.
I like it.
Is your dick tarted?
It's a little tarted, yeah. You know, because I'm an Aussie.
Huh.
I'm a goblin. No, I'm not a goblin. I'm an elf.
Have you gotten into the ale?
I may have had a little bit of the herb. Oh. I burned a little of the herb before. I'm sorry, I'm a goblin.
Oregano, yeah.
I'm not a goblin. No. Said that again. I'm a gnome. I'm a gnome. Don't worry about it.
Wait, didn't you just classify yourself as an elf?
I heard elf.
Well, I'm not an elf, but the elves are all part of the Grand Alliance. Yes. I said Aussie before.
Wait, are you a gnome or goblin?
I'm a gnome.
He's not.
What do I call you?
Is he gnome curious?
You can call me Tom.
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 Tom
nice
the gnome.
To meet you, Tom.
Yep. Yep. I just see what I did there. I took a name from one of our fans and I put in the story.
Is there a silent H? Is there a silent H in your name?
There is not a silent H. It's T-O-M.
Tom.
Tom McDougler.
Tom McDougler. Nice
yes.
to meet you.
Doodler?
McDougaller. Tom McDougaller. That's my name.
There it is.
There it is.
Not what? A goblin.
Not a goblin. A gnome. A gnome. All right, let's get back into this.
But...
So are you two aware of the situation? I imagine you are, given your storied past. But let me break this down for you.
Thank you.
All right. Crikey, we're a bit, in a little bit of shape here.
I'm in some shit. Like, I got shit on me.
Well, you are actually in shit.
Oh, you were talking about that shit.
I meant, like, metaphorically.
Oh, my.
It's a shituation, if you will.
I will.
All right. I am glad we are on that. Okay, so, I like you two, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to stick you in the 5th. Now, the 5th Legion, you may or may not know, was led by a general, and he tried to do a coup. Tried to take over the Imperium from our dear Emperor.
That's not cool.
Nope, that's not cool. But, see, we offered him a penance, if you will. Him and his generals. So they'll be leading the 5th. You guys will be placed in the 5th because the reinforcements have been limited. They've seen a lot of battle.
Is that the liquor brigade?
It's not the liquor brigade.
That'd have been nice.
However, you will be in the vanguard. So the 5th will be the vanguard. You'll be first up front. Plenty of chances to...
Poke, poke, poke.
Right.
Orcs.
Poke, poke, poke. Orcs and tieflings and goblins... And all unimaginable dark folk, ogres, and whatever your guts. Perhaps you might even see some of the undead, eh?
Oh, we could hope.
Crikey, it'd be awful.
All right, yeah.
Not a good thing. Undead.
I don't give a shit. Nasty. You guys are paying me well.
Well, clearly you do give shits. As you're in one.
I leave shits.
You leave them. Oh, very kind of you.
Where are you leaving that shit?
We will make sure we'll clean up after you.
Thank you.
The 5th been, the 5th Legion, as we'll call it, your 5th Legion, you'll be, up in the vanguard, leading the forces in the battle. You're going to take the brunt of the charge.
Dope.
Alright, now, little situation here, in Iron Fist Pass, this fortress at Iron Fist Pass. Now, you'll notice from your map, we're at a bit of an impasse here. So, as I got my map here.
Yeah.
Like it. You'll see from the situation here that we reside in Iron Fist Pass. That here is
the... Are we having dinner? Is the ale flowing?
Nope, we are in the training yard.
Shit.
But as you can see here, we're in Iron Fist Pass. It is located between the Northern Mountain Range and the Southern, where they come to meet. It's a small road in between. Now the valley in here, in between the mountain range... That's where our enemies coming from, right?
I don't like our enemies.
Nope. I don't like them either. I reckon that's probably why both of you are here. Because you guys are from there. All right.
He's sneaking hits of something. Didn't mean to tell on him, but...
Hey, if you're hitting something, we're all hitting it.
Yeah, you gotta share.
Here you go. It's just my herbal remedy.
Thank you.
Well, I subscribe to Eastern Medicine. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So... If you notice here, East Iron First Pass, it holds this pass over here, this narrow pass where they can get out. Now, if we fall, our enemy will have access to the Imperium capital if they continue east. If they turn south, the Dwarven capital is exposed on all sides. If they head north, they'll get to the Elven capital.
Shit.
So this pass is key to keeping the continent from falling into the Dark Forces.
Yeah, right? we should hold it.
We should. However, we have noticed the enemy is massing and preparing for an assault. Our scouts report that they have siege engines, they have their dragons, and they outnumber us 10-1.
10-1.
Now, if we can hold...
I like those odds!
If we can hold out for 3 days, the Imperium will be able to march on Iron Fist Pass, and we'll stop them dead in their tracks.
3 days.
However, we have to hold for 3 days. So, what do you going to say now?
Are there orcs there?
There'll be plenty of orcs.
Let's fuck up their siege engines.
And the siege engines? Now, unfortunately, we are the good dragons, or metallic dragons.
We'll
be coming with the reinforcements. So we have no air coverage at this point. So if the bridge connecting the two fortresses on either side of the pass falls, well, we fucked.
Okay. Sorry, that might be a good thing. I was hoping it'd be a good thing if it fell.
If the two bridges...
If the bridge... with this, so the way the fortress is set up is we have one main keep on either side of the pass, connected by a bridge. If that bridge falls, each fortress will be on our own, and each army will be on its own. Now, however, we have a contingency plan. Should that fall, we have dynamite charges placed high up in the mountain, and we will cause an avalanche and close off the pass for good. And that is our last resort.
Okay.
We don't want to abandon all the people within the valley.
Who gets to light the dynamite?
We have people in position for that.
I do it.
You will be... or like your eagerness, but you will be in the vanguard.
Oh, yeah, I'm already fighting. Thank you.
You will be under the bridge. So if the bridge falls, you'll be squished.
I don't like being squished.
Nope. Now, you guys have any questions about the state or the situation so far?
Nope.
How many troops do we have there? What troops?
One-tenth.
Well, that is correct. Our forces are a tenth of the size of the incoming army.
Yep.
We have about 5,000 people. 2,500 on each side of the pass.
They got 50,000?
They got 50,000.
That's almost enough to make you shit yourself.
And many have.
Yeah. Don't blame
them. As evidenced by our dear friend here.
It's a good thing they're not able to go around us. Or flank us.
That's right. They cannot flank us. They have to punch through our fortress.
How many of them can go through the pass at once? Because all 50,000 of them cannot go through at once.
You're right. Now, all 50,000 cannot transverse this narrow path at one time. However, it is several hundred feet across. It's not all that narrow. It's not like a walking path.
It's not a hot pass. Right. Hot gates.
Right. It's not that. Not that.
Their numbers will count for something.
Their numbers will count for something, yes. If you're thinking you can hold it with 300, you would be wrong. Nope.
All right.
It is wide enough that they can pass through in sufficient numbers. Now, they couldn't pass through lined up in battle formation.
I like that.
But they could pass through one legion at a time. Makes sense?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Do you have any more questions about the situation here?
When do we get paid? When do we get the grog?
You'll get grog as soon as you get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get paid if we live.
I shit myself. I'm pretty fucking settled.
All right. Well, if that be said, let's show you guys to the barracks around the fortress. We'll get you acclimated.
Yep.
We'll suit you up with some weapons and armor.
I have my weapons and armor. Thank you.
All right. And you've got poke, poke, poke.
Poke, poke, poke.
You've got poke, poke, poke. And, we'll show you around. We'll show you the mess hall. We can get you a grog. The barracks where you'll be positioned at night. We'll introduce you to the rest of the 5th. And, we'll get started. How does that sound to you?
Sounds good to me.
Lead away.
All right.
Welcome to the Grand Alliance.
You seem confident in that. Your friend and brothers seem to think otherwise.
He will come around once everything is recovered.
Must it end this way? Time is running out. The hour of doom approaches.
This world has survived them 12 times prior.
Each time their coming has been harder to repel than the last.
Each time prior has been like a first. We have texts and histories to draw on now. We can prepare. We can plan. Perhaps we can counter. But first, we must spread our knowledge. We can do this. We must do this.
As bold as ever, I am with you until the end.
The image of two faint shadows in front of a window fades. And we next open upon a different sort of scene. Hmm. Our heroes, Jafiel.
Yes.
And Arag. Did I say it right?
A girl.
Just close like, enough. Just a girl. Yeah. A girl. You awaken in the main hall of the fortress amidst hundreds of dead.
What the fuck did you do, a girl?
What's going on?
The battle is over. The siege began as a surprise attack.
Shit.
You were woken in the middle of the night by the blowing of a war horn. Uh-huh. You formed your battle lines, and you attempted to hold the gates as long as you could.
3 days. We made it.
You made it 12 hours.
Fuck!
Wow. Surrounded.
How's the grog?
You don't know.
Shit!
You are surrounded by the bodies of the fallen from both sides.
They're gooey.
The Dormathi Alliance, as well as the Grand Alliance soldiers.
Grand Alliance?
That's us.
Yes, that's okay. You.
You're kind of grand.
Oh. That was you, too.
Guru, what do we do?
Can you each roll me a perception check, please?
17 plus...
11 plus 3...
2.
14.
19. Okay. So
Rocket's fine.
You are distinctly aware that you each only have 1 HP.
Shit, I got punched.
You are bleeding, you're hobbled.
Girl, how many band-aids do you have? This shit hurts.
You're a paladin.
You have none of your starting items. In your haste to get to the battlefront, you have only your armor and weapons.
So nothing else, just what?
No money, no starting gear, just your weapons and your armor.
Does the Grand Alliance, do they insure? Because I had a lot of money on me. And
From the temple heist.
From the temple heist. The Ponzi pyramid scheme.
The Ponzi pyramid scheme, yeah. God damn that Ponzi ancient emperor who built the pyramids.
Pharaoh Ponzi.
Thank you. I was Pharaoh looking Ponzi. For the word Pharaoh.
Pharaoh Ponzi.
It's Pharaoh Ponzi Pansy. Builder of pyramids. Will Pharaoh Ponzi Pansy, builder of pyramids.
Yeah, that money was insured, I bet.
Well, if there's anyone alive to insure it.
Where's old Tom with the silent H guaranteed? It's a silent H in there. McGivens.
With those perception checks, you can see his dead body.
Fuck!
The main gate, the entrance, opens into the valley where the enemy was attacking, is caved in. So the rock slide apparently did happen.
Did I blow the dynamite?
You did not blow the dynamite. You can see in the ruins great war machines from both sides buried in the rubble and the rock and destroyed. In the southwestern corner is the well that... still glowing a faint blue light.
Alright. A girl, we need to heal. There's a blue light over there. Is it magical? Are you any good at perceiving?
I'm gonna go ahead and stumble over there and,
I think we should stick together. Never split the party. I'll go with you.
Well, we're at 1 HP. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Piggyback okay. ride, it sounds?
Like, I'm yeah.
All right, I jump ride. On his shoulders.
Yeah. No, I immediately fall into the
ground. I get off. I read that situation wrong. I'm sorry.
Your blood has mingled, and you're now blood brothers.
Fuck yeah. Yes!
Come with me.
Do I get his blood memories?
Let's go to this well.
No! Okay.
Let's go to this well.
So he's not a vampire.
I don't know.
Okay. We walk over to the well.
Yep.
Okay. In the well, the water is glowing a faint, soft blue light.
I stick my finger in it.
Your finger, which had been broken, heals.
Cannonball!
Take my armor. Oh, I take 5 minutes to take my armor off, and then I cannonball. Butt naked.
Okay, you cannonball buck ass naked into this well, and you are completely healed, restored 100% full health.
Yes. Can I just hand cup water into my mouth?
You are completely healed. You are completely healed, 100% back to full health.
Thank you.
I'm still in the water.
Splashing around.
Yeah, splashing around, doggy paddling.
I mean, it is just a well, so, like, you might be doggy paddling, but, like, just, like, in a circle. like,
how else do you do it?
Like, just kind of, like, spinning like a top.
I get out, put my armor back on.
Okay. All right, 15 minutes have passed since you have awoken.
I'm hungry.
Okay. Also, with your perception checks, you notice at the southern side, there is a gate leading towards the interior of the fortress.
Okay.
So this gate, the massive oak wood and iron reinforced doors have been ripped right out of the stone of this fortress.
Shit.
And in front of you, you see a dimly lit hallway slowly sloping down into the interior of the mountain.
Headed towards the human side?
As you recall, yes.
Whoa, yeah, we didn't get a chance to study it too much. Oh, wow. This place got hit.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, it did.
So,
the floor, even down the hallway, is littered with bodies.
Can I roll a perception check to see if anybody else is alive?
Sure.
8, 11.
No, you can't tell if anyone else is alive in this room.
Can I roll a sleight of hand to empty out everybody's pockets?
Yes, you can.
Damn. 10.
You find 300 gold pizzas.
Can I just... pizzas?
Pizzas.
Can I see... Can I...
They're completely useless.
But they're gold.
But they're gold pizzas. That is... I have that written down.
That's heavy.
I was ready for that. I was waiting for it.
5 pounds a piece, yeah. Maybe.
I was like, man, when are these guys going to make their first...
I have 1,500 thievery. Pounds of gold on me right now. I need... How much can you carry? You can carry as one time carry a lot. Carry my gold pizzas, please.
Sorry.
Krusty Krab pizza.
I'm looking for... I just have the spear and the armor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the shield.
Yep.
You could chuck them like... Your
battle equipment, but you didn't grab any of your coinage, any of your personal items, only the things that you went into battle with. Because you woke up dead of night, jumped up, grabbed whatever armor weapon you needed, and ran to the front gate.
Okay. I hide the 300 gold pizzas in a box and lower it down in the well with a secret rope.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember we did that.
I remember we did that.
No, you actually find 300 gold pieces.
Oh. I keep them on me then.
But I like pizzas better.
That's canon. They're
they're gold pizzas. 300 gold pizzas.
The king of this area loved pizza.
He loved the pizza. Like
platinum.
All right. It's buried in the well.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you guys do?
So, obviously they came through, they killed everybody, and they're going up, so we have to go to the human side. Or at least follow the instructions.
What we think is the human side, yeah. Let's do it.
As of right now, that is the only exit of this from this room, because the main exit was caved in during the battle.
How did they come in, then?
They made it in first, and then it was caved. Yeah,
killed.
I can take I'll take the lead if it's cool with you.
Oh,
and I'll move really stealthily. I'll roll a stealth check and check it out if you want, because you seem kind of big. You might make some noise.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely.
Well, we'll stay really close to each other, but I'm gonna roll a stealth check. We head towards the door.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and move towards the door. I'm obviously gonna lead the way everywhere we go.
15.
So whenever he makes a move, can we just imagine that I'm going to be in front of him? Like, I'm going to be taking the lead down any hallway.
Okay.
When we
marching
say,
order.
Yeah, marching order is going to be me and then him automatically.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, if that's what you guys want to do, that's fine.
I'm rolling stealthy with you, so we're going slow.
As a bonus action, I extend my sphere distance by 5 feet to 10 feet.
Okay.
So anything I can hit anything 10 feet from near around me.
Okay. So as you begin down this hallway, you notice that the floor slopes downwards. Well, you noticed this before because you've walked these hallways. You were acquainted with this fortress. You know this way is towards the barracks and the training and the armory, and that on the other side is the exit to the lands of the Imperium.
Mm.
Roll a perception check for me.
Yeah. I was blinking. I blinked when we looked.
Oh, that explains it. Yeah.
I was thinking about the destruction.
As you guys make your way down, you are jumped upon. Well, Jophiel, you're stealthily moving down, right?
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay. So, Agoro, did I say that right?
Yes.
Agoro, you, sir, pass between alternating barricades, large spiked barricades on either side of the wall. Again, hallways littered with bodies. And as you pass through one barricade, can you roll... What's your AC?
19.
Okay, as you pass through one of the barricades, a blur passes right before your eyes and shoves you slightly backwards.
Okay.
Oh. What the fuck was that? What was that?
Let's roll initiative.
Oh, shit. 15.
7.
Okay. Let me get out my notes. Okay, Agoro, you got...
7.
Jophiel, you got...
15.
And the two boars got a 5. So, up first in the order, Jophiel. You have two boars faint bearing down on you in this hallway.
Yep.
As it slants down.
How far away are they?
The first boar is 10 feet in front of, or to the left of, Agoro. The second boar is about 15 feet in front of Agoro.
Okay.
Looking him dead on, whereas the other one is kind of at an angle because it attempted to attack you.
Oh, okay.
It missed.
Nice. But it missed.
I used one of my actions for this turn. I feel menacing, and I attempt to intimidate the farther one.
Okay.
3 plus 8, 11. Oh, plus my proficiency, 13.
And what is that? I believe that's a...
No, you gotta do
a saving throw?
A saving throw, and it's inside? Shit.
Okay. It failed. It is intimidated.
It's frightened.
Oh, shit. Okay. So that was the first one?
The farther one.
All right. So that's boar number 2.
Yep.
Frightened. He is frightened. Okay. Agoro, you're up.
All right. So the nearest one is 10 feet in front of me?
Slightly to the left. Okay. So it's kind of like we got a boar... Like right there, yeah. And a boar
it's
right there.
Jophiel.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Jophiel is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jophiel's behind you. You're right in front of him.
He's frightened.
The boar directly in front of you is frightened. The one slightly to the left
is the one that tried to hit you.
Yeah, is the one that tried to hit you. I'm sorry, it's right here.
I'm going to go ahead and rush towards this guy.
Okay.
I'm not going to get within his reach because I extended my spear range by 10 feet, but I'm going to go ahead and attack him once.
Okay.
The first roll is a 2. Jesus Christ.
Any modifiers?
Yeah.
But I think strength? Proficiency?
6.
No, that doesn't hit. So you lunge out with your spear and the boar just kind of like Matrix dodges it. It's like...
Alright, and that's bonus action. I go ahead and try to hit him again. And I got an 11. 15.
15 hits!
Okay. And that's a d8.
It lets out a squeal.
Here, piggy, piggy, piggy.
Eight, so it's a 7 plus 4.
11. 11 damage.
Okay. How do you want to take this first kill of the game?
So I go ahead, and after I miss with my first stab of the spear, I go ahead and I switch it to an underhand grasp on the spear, and I stab it down on the top of its head.
Skewer that
skewering it through its brain.
Yeah. Okay, as the spear penetrates its skin, it briefly goes, and then it stops short as it dies.
Yes.
In its stance.
And I yank my spear back, and I look at the next board.
Okay, it's a good thing you looked at that next board, because it's its turn, and it's attacking you.
Okay.
It rolls with disadvantage.
It rolls afraid. With disadvantage, and I have advantage as well.
Well, instead of attacking you, it kind of like looks at you and it just kind of pisses itself and it just shakes there
because it making fun of him.
It peed up himself. It peed up himself.
He's
guys,
peeing at you. He's peeing at you, bro.
Oh, you're a number one, and now we have a number two.
For some reason, a girl kind of like his knees kind of quiver. Like he gets a
shiver in his spine.
Because of that, but doesn't realize why.
Hmm. Okay. And next we go to Jafiel.
Jafiel's turn. I move in to hit him.
Okay.
And so he's 15 away. Yeah, I got 30 speed.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
And so I got my rapier and I got my shield up. So I get that and that if I roll.
So with your rapier, roll your d20.
13.
Plus, is rapier, I think rapier is finesse.
It's a finesse weapon.
So plus your dexterity, and if you're proficient in dexterity, add your proficiency. Your proficiency is 2, so 5 total, so you got
18.
That hits. So roll your damage, and then add dex.
3, modifier. 7. What's this? Attack bonus?
No, that's okay. Just how much you add on to here.
Oh, okay, 7.
Okay.
Poke,
you,
poke, poke.
You poke, 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 and do 7 damage. And the boar takes this and goes... Rrr, rrr, rrr. And while it's looking at you, Agoro, it's your turn.
I take out one of my javelins and throw it at it.
Nice.
All right, roll me a d20. And throwing it is dex.
9. 11.
That hits.
Yes.
Roll damage.
All right,
and add your dex modifier.
D6. One of the big ones. 1 plus 4.
5. All right.
Or you said dex modifier?
Yeah.
1 plus 2, so 3.
Oh.
3 damage.
Okay. So the javelin comes and it impales, it embeds itself into the flank of this board and it lets out a scream.
As a bonus action, I go ahead and take out another javelin and throw it at it.
Jesus, how do you have this many attacks?
I have 2 attacks.
How?
Huh?
Is it a feat?
Is it barb? Yeah. As a barbarian, I have a bonus attack as a... Hold on.
Now is the part of the show where we look into the rules.
Yeah.
And we discover why exactly he has this bonus attack.
He does his research.
Hey, that's folks, like after sorry. Checking the rules, he has, in fact, no bonus action.
My apologies, gentlemen and ladies.
So now the boar is going to attack Jafiel.
Mm-hmm. My shield's up.
And what's your AC, Jafiel?
18.
18, okay, so the boar lunges at you with its tusks and just completely misses it. You definitely ding. Use your shield and ding! Yep.
Wait until the end of my next turn. Yeah, my next turn's over. Okay, yeah. He's not frightened anymore.
And then we go back to the top of your order, Jafiel.
I rolled a frighten.
Okay.
I use one of my actions to frighten.
D20? I gotta do that.
18 plus 8. Let's go on.
I gotta roll a...
Let's go 26.
Crit 20, it's not frightened.
Because it crits?
Yep.
Even on a 26?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you planned
it
that.
It passes its
whatever
check.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is not frightened.
All right, turn over.
Okay. Agoro.
Don't be so smug.
I rush up to it. I rush up to it and use my spear to attack it.
Okay. D20.
Skewer that pig.
7 plus 4. 11.
11 hits. Roll damage.
Right. Seven.
Plus?
11.
11 damage. All right, how do you want to do this?
Yeah, I just stab it. The right hand side.
Skewer it through.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you thrust your spear forward, and it pierces through the boar's flank right into the heart, killing it instantly. Mm. The boar falls over dead. You have won your first battle.
Good job, Ed. Yeah. Your spear skills are amazing.
Javelin is not.
It will be.
Can I pull my javelin from it?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
I take my javelin.
All right.
That's awesome. That was great.
What would you guys like to do now?
Cook them.
Continue. Yeah.
Can I loot them? Pull any meat off or anything like that we can cook later?
Yeah. You can. You get.
Were they sentient? Could they?
They are not sentient.
Let's cook.
They're war boars.
Perfect. I would eat them regardless, but I would have felt bad of it.
You get, let's say, 30 pounds of meat per boar.
Okay. All right. I throw some in my pack.
Okay. Do you want to continue down the hallway?
Straight down the hallway.
Okay. You continue this zigzagging path through the barricades until you come to the floor and flat level staging area with two doors.
Okay.
A northern door and a southern door.
What room... Are we in any of the near any of the rooms on the map?
You're okay, there. So got it. At the bottom of the
hall. And we've been in this before. We've been here.
You've been in this before. We you know if you go south, you can go to the barracks and pick up your things when you left them.
I also have
you can go into the armory.
I also have the skill Wanderer. Mm-hmm. I have an excellent memory for maps and geography.
Yes.
I can always recall the general layout of terrain, settlements, and other features around me. In addition, I can also find food and fresh water for myself and up to 5 other people each day.
Gangster.
Provided nice. That the land offers berries, small game, water, and so forth.
Nice. Okay. so which door would you like to go through? You know, one of them leads to the training area, and one of them leads to the armory.
I'd like to go to the armory just to check. I need some magical weapons.
Let's definitely do that. Let's go to the armory.
Okay.
So we go to the left door.
I want
to
upgrade you.
Okay. Roll a perception check. I'm assuming you guys are just like walking right in.
Yeah.
You want me? I'm going to perception, but I'm going to stealth as well.
Okay, roll me a stealth first.
12 plus 5. You want to know 17. My shield's always up.
Yeah, what's your passive perception? 13, yeah.
I do it like Vikings with my rapier right here, my shield, that's how I sneak.
Okay.
My passive, where's that at?
Passive perception, 12.
12.
Okay, so yeah, you open this door, you're at the ready, and let's roll initiative.
Yes, I knew it. 25.
11.
Fuck!
25 for initiative, please.
11, 25.
That is... honestly, a severe advantage.
7.
What? Wait, what?
Having a first initiative every time.
Plus 8. That I had to have it.
Well, I mean, like, as a Dex Pally, I mean, you have to. Like,
yeah. Because they hit me.
Okay, as you open the door to the armory. Mm-hmm. It is rather squeaky. You can feel the heat of the forge.
Yes, it's still on.
Still running. And because it's still on, it's bright light.
Good. And I yell something in Orcish.
Oh, cool. What is it?
Stand down or we will kill you. I don't see anybody, I just yell it in Orcish in the room.
Oh, okay. Well, you do see someone. Actually, you see two someones in the room looting the corpses and
my loot
and the weapons in the armor racks. You see two Duergar, or dark dwarves.
Shit.
And Jafiel, you're up first. You're standing in the entrance of the doorway.
And they didn't understand what I said.
They did not understand what you said. Oh, okay.
So we're in the doorway of the armory, and they're in the far.
No. Like, hold on. Like,
I'm going to intimidate one of them.
All right, that's fine.
I don't charge in. I intimidate them so they can't charge me. Cool?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I know undercommon.
Oh, okay. Do they notice us and stop, or?
Yes. While you opened the door stealthily, you also did shout into the room.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they know you're there.
I gotta work my shit out. I got a plan. I forget it, though. Okay. Good. Oh, so they see us. Are they grabbing their weapons?
Oh, yeah, they spun around. They've got weapons ready.
I intimidate one. I use one of my attacks to intimidate. 11 okay. plus 8, 19.
Okay, the one on the right is intimidated.
Okay.
It's so frightened,
we're
right?
We're both standing in the doorway, right?
Yep.
I'm first.
Yep.
Right?
So I was the one that bash it, and then you're the one that goes in.
Okay, so I went in first, then you automatically yelled in Orcish.
Yep. Shouldn't have. I panicked.
No, what was it you yelled?
Put your weapons down or we'll kill you.
Okay, so they could have interpreted that. Just saying. They could know Orcish.
Potentially, yeah. Potentially, you don't know. Yeah.
So, what I'm thinking is, so since you just yelled that, and then you busted in the door, and then I walked in first, and then you yelled, put down your weapons or we're going to kill you, mm-hmm. they could have potentially interpreted that. And then if they... So he did his turn. Can I do like a perception check real quick to see the looks on their faces to see if they like understood what he said in Orcish or if,
the frightened one might have understood?
You want to do an insight check? Insight check?
Yeah, insight.
Sure. Yeah. Roll d20.
18.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, I'll give it to you. They were definitely startled.
Okay.
And the shouting added to being startled or scared, but you're not. But they did not understand it. No.
Okay. I see that they're not orcs or any other.
They're Duergar, dark dwarves.
But they're looting after the fact.
They're looting. Yeah.
You said it's bright light. Sorry.
Yes, it is bright light.
It's bright light in there.
Yep.
Can I go ahead and ask them what they're doing down there in Undercommon?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
are you doing down there in Undercommon?
We are not in Undercommon.
Alright, what are you... What are you doing here?
You were all supposed to be dead. What are you doing here? We're just doing our job.
And that is...
That's for us to know. What are you doing here? Which sword are you on, Goliath?
I ready my spear, and I say, why are you here?
We're here on the commands of the Dark Emperor.
And I throw it at him.
Okay. D20.
11.
Doing that.
15.
Got a plan.
15. You throw your spear,
yes.
You said? You throw your spear and ping! He raises his shield and deflects it, and you are now spearless.
Alright.
And he looks at you, and he rushes forward, and he makes his attack. And he... Oh, I'm sorry. He does not attack. He looks at you, and before your eyes, this dwarf, which was... 3.5-4 feet tall, soon 5 feet, and then 6 feet, and then 7 feet.
I don't like this, Agoro.
And this dwarf, which was started between 3.5 and 4 feet, is now between 7 and 8 feet tall.
Agoro, I don't like this. How tall are you?
I'm 8 feet.
8 feet. Fuck, it's almost as big as you.
And his buddy looks at him, looks at you guys, and then vanishes. Jafiel, your turn.
Finally a good foe.
Well, Agoro, I had a plan to keep that one frightened until you killed this one, until he bigified. And,
Yes, he did bigify.
That's the Latin.
And, right. And, right.
But what I wanted...
Is that the pig Latin form?
It's the pig Latin... I'm fluent in Pig Latin. So what had happened was I wanted you to kill him, and then I was going to keep the other guy intimidated, and then you grapple him, and I just torture the shit out of him for information, like America style. And America with an M. So what I need now, I think we need some information, if at all possible. You need a spear, I need information.
The Duergar is just kind of like looking at you guys like, he's big now, he's just kind of looking like...
This has been 4 seconds. I've been talking for 4 seconds.
What are we... Are we fighting?
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to intimidate him.
Okay.
Long story short.
Alright.
So I use one of my actions to intimidate. 16 plus 8, so 24.
Date, can I...
No, go ahead.
Come on! In the bright light, was I able to see where my spear went?
Yeah, it's on the floor about 10 feet behind the big Duro guy.
Okay.
Duro guy.
Alright.
Duro guy?
Duro guy. He's a Duro guy!
Duro last.
He looks furry. Like he could be a dude.
Hey, can we set it down here?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No. Alright, so, you... Or,
I want to be this now.
Okay. Jafiel... And Agoro, your big guy.
He's gone.
Vanishing guy was here.
Oh, he's invisible. He didn't disappear. Fuck.
And your spear is about here.
Okay.
What you doing, buddy?
I'm going to go rush to my spear.
Okay, he gets an attack of opportunity as you pass by him.
I take that back. So I'm going to go ahead and pull out my short sword.
Okay.
And then rush... that guy, but I'm going to try to get to, like, the side of him.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and try to...
14. Dun, 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 dun. What are you trying to do? Stab him?
Yeah.
So you roll the 14 plus your strength plus your proficiency if you're proficient in sorcerers.
18.
Yep, you hit him.
Okay. And then... Two plus four, six. Six damage.
Okay. You slash at him, and you cut his arm, and he just kind of looks at you. And goes,
As a bonus action, can I disengage?
No.
Okay.
No. The room's not terribly large.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess it is. But I say no.
Okay.
It takes an action to disengage.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
No problem. You failed your thing. Okay, so now it's his turn. The Duergar's turn. He, the one you're attacking, he turns to face you and he slashes at you. What's your AC?
19.
19.
What did he say? Right. Do you speak his language? Yeah,
I do speak. He said, "Darn it! Okay. Darn it!
Darn it!" That's what I thought.
He slashes at you and it just bounces harmlessly off of your arm, natural arm.
My shield?
Yeah. But in the meantime, Mr. Invisible...
Yeah.
He reappears and suddenly he's not 3'5", 6". He's 4 foot.
Bigify.
And now he's 5. Now he's 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
9.
Oh.
10 feet tall.
Oh, I don't like that many feet.
And he just stares at you. Jafiel, and he growls.
Because he knows I frightened him. He's mad, he was scared.
And it's your turn.
I rolled to intimidate him. Oh. I just yell at him, like, the biggest, loudest yell. 10, 18.
Nope. He is no longer intimidated.
Your boy's lying.
No, the dice and the bonuses don't lie.
Okay.
Ogoro. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go ahead and disengage.
Okay.
And then run towards my spear and grab it.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do! Got it.
And that ends my turn.
It sure does.
Actually, am I able to, as a bonus action, assume a like defensive
no.
stance?
No. Okay. You don't have any bonus actions.
Do they speak common?
I don't know. You haven't tried. The first Duergar, approaches you and comes at you, Agoro. Rolls a 12, which isn't going to break your AC of 19. So it bounces harmlessly off your shield. However, the second one is going to come around behind you with advantage and crit 20.
You want to be DM from now? Is that call season 2? Let's go to season 3.
And while in Lars, okay. Drugar do double damage while enlarged. So with his war pick,
I didn't even enrage.
You did not enrage.
You're just so chill. You're up there just tweeting, just on your phone, just tweeting.
Yeah.
No, I'll get my javelin. It's cool.
No, I got this.
Yeah.
4.
Fucking millennials.
10. He does 10 damage.
Okay. Fuck this!
Jafiel, top of the order.
You got your spear in your hand. We got 2 choices, man. We can either book it, or just tag team this guy, try to get him down, but the other one's going to be even harder, because he's even bigger. You're going to take an attack of opportunity if you...
Big and hard. Ooh.
If you...
You're welcome, ladies.
Jet out of there. I could try to intimidate him one more time, and then on your turn, you just jet out of there, and I'll jet with you, but they'll probably follow us. What do you think? Because I could jet around the corner and stealth and hide, so they won't see me, but they'll see you, and you got hit. So... What do you think? Should I just try to intimidate him one more time?
To be fair, you haven't actually attacked anyone yet. You've only intimidated.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could try and attack.
But then I'm in the room. I'm still at the door.
Yes.
And these guys is big. I'm trying to get you out. Yeah.
Then I'm right there.
Do you want to get out? Or do you
just stay in? Yeah, I want you to help me.
That's what I'm saying. 20. No, I'm here for you, bro.
He does not have the movement to get to the door.
We were back in that he could run. He could dash.
He would have to take his action to disengage. Otherwise, they get attacked of opportunity.
So if I...
Both of them.
Shit. So we have to stay and play. Okay. Taking it back to the Ponzi scheme, bro. Pyramid style.
Pay as a Ponzi.
Sorry, man.
That's fine. Alright, I move.
Do your worst. Are you able to heal me from a distance?
It's lay on hands? I don't know. I think it's touch.
Lay on hands is not from a distance.
What if I had mage hands? I high five you. No, I don't have mage hand.
I caress your booty with my mage hand.
Yeah, I just tap, tap. heal the cheeks for 5. Oh. Shit, bro. So you're staying. You're staying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's bright light in there.
Should have popped rage.
So there's a forge in there. Is there any cover whatsoever?
There is a forge that would provide you with partial cover. Mm-hmm. There are suits of armor, like racks of armor and racks of swords and weapons and other things along.
I have an idea.
This room kind of creating like 2 separate aisles. Like, so one side you have like your racks of armor, and then the other side you have your racks of weapons. You do have your forge in the back of the room, along with the anvil.
Yep. Dude, I could hide and let them kill you and then wait till they leave and plunder everything and then come back and revive you. my damage isn't that high. Like, they have double whatever when they're bigger.
This point, it's our only option.
I can't. I don't know how to get you out.
Because like, when I disengage...
What was your health to start with?
15. I'm at 5.
Yeah.
So...
Next round, I disengage
and go towards the door. They come back and attack me. That's it.
Damn, dude. I'd be doing like 10 damage maximum, and then I'm in the room getting shit kicked out of me. Yeah. I could hide behind the armor, try to hide and surprise attack them. Next round, but that doesn't help you. Is there any way I could sleight of hand the forge and knock hot coals all over them?
If you can get there.
How far is it away?
It is about 30 feet.
Yes, I could get there. And,
do it.
And I roll stealth to get there, so...
Well, they're going to see you. It's bright light.
It confuses
them. In the open.
It's confusing.
You're walking in the open.
They're like, why the fuck is he sneaking?
You are like sneaking, but they can see you.
Yes, and it confuses them. It buys me time.
I mean, you're not going to walk right by them. There's room to either side of them, so you're not going to get attack of opportunity by
moving around them to the
forge? That's what I was getting at. Okay.
Okay.
So I get there, and there's a bunch of molten lava.
There's hot iron.
There's hot molten iron in there.
Yep.
So I go ahead and... how far away is he from it?
He is 5 feet in front of the first Duergar.
About away from the forge?
Duergar. He's about... about 10 feet from the forge.
You're 10 feet from the forge. So there's a little bucket and a big bucket, right?
There is a big bucket.
There's a big bucket that you could probably lift.
He can't. Well, he would have to use his action to disengage.
So I use my dexterity to finesse it out of the fire.
You can walk to the forge and make a strength check to see if you can lift it.
I
love the creativity. I'll give you advantage. Because I love the creativity.
I'm a dex paladin.
So let's do it.
I have advantage on I have proficiency in athletics.
This is straight strength.
Athletics is strength based.
Right.
I use my quads.
But you're really just moving something.
And I like put a wink and I'm like, yeah. Like that.
Straight strength check.
Athletics.
Straight strength check. But I'll give you advantage because I really like this idea.
Survival?
No!
I think we can survive.
You're on the verge of losing your advantage.
17.
Plus
1. Plus 1. Or
18. Yes, you do it.
I put it on... How far is the big guy? I should put it on the little guy, right?
Can dump it onto this guy. Safely.
I dump it onto that guy safely. That's his javelin.
No, I took his javelin off.
Oh, he's surrounded?
He's flanked. He's flanked.
God damn it!
Why don't you roll a...
So I pour it onto the super big guy.
Roll me a d20. D12.
7.
Alright, you take 7 damage.
And he's molten and cannot move anymore because he's covered in hot iron.
Nope. He definitely can move, but he is now mad and looking at you.
He's like, oh shit, this molten iron is like totally chafing me. Okay.
Agoro.
I'm gonna be a Duergar next campaign. I'm gonna be that guy reincarnated.
Disengage.
His name is Kakapoopoo Pants.
Kakapoopoo Pants.
As a bonus action, I enrage.
You, as an action, you disengage, and as a bonus action, you rage.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you disengaging to?
Towards...
The door?
Yeah, the door.
Full movement?
Full movement.
All right, there you go.
You just ran out on me, bro! That's all right. It's okay.
There you go. So you're standing in the doorway.
Wait, you came in?
Yeah, he came in.
I saved you, bro.
Oh, no, I didn't go to the door.
Okay.
I
disengage and go behind him.
I ran in, I snuck in all weird, and it confused him, and then
I grabbed the iron
out of the forge, and I threw
him. For some reason, I thought you were still, like, able to be, like, away from them, instead of...
That'd be sweet.
Okay. So.
You can't disengage and then re-engage on the opposite side of them.
I disengage and go, like, 10 feet behind him.
That works.
Okay.
And 11 feet. Okay.
And I ready myself in a defensive manner.
Okay.
And yeah.
What's, pick a trigger in your head, don't tell me. Because now it's their turn. This guy here is kind of mad now. And he comes towards
That's
you.
That's it. Okay. So, anybody that comes in my range.
That's why I told him to pick it and not tell me.
Nice.
So, I have my shield up, but I have my spear out. Like, ready.
Gladiator style?
Ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, like gladiator style, or even 300 style.
All right, roll d20.
Does that mean I have advantage?
Nope.
He's
out of the room.
Danger sense?
Yes.
Danger sense?
Nope.
Seriously?
You're in a battle! Everything's dangerous! It's not a trap!
To be fair, he wasn't paying attention because he was on his app.
That's true. Okay. What'd you get?
18.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. So he comes within, I get 1d8 plus 4. 2 plus 4, 6.
You did 6 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. He takes that hit, grunts, but then he comes at you with an attack of his own.
Okay.
17.
No.
Okay, so he takes his war pick and he comes down at you and ding!
Nice!
You just kind of deflect it off.
Yes.
He hit you with the flat side on accident. Just kind of flat.
Damn. And then the second one is now going to engage you, Jafiel.
Yeah, I knew that. And, every time I pour Morton Iron.
Morton Iron.
Every time we pour Morton Iron.
Oh,
you have to piss.
All right, we're going to take a pee break real quick, guys.
Hey everybody, we're back from our little pee-pee break. Let's get back to the show. Alright, so the Duergar comes at you, Jafiel. The biggin.
What, 9 and 10 foot tall?
The biggin. 10 feet of muscle and beard.
Sounds about right.
He takes his war pick and he swings a mighty swing, but he closes his eyes because you're standing in front of the forge. And he just whiffs right over your head.
Okay.
And now we're back to the top of the order.
I do a shrill whistle at old Agora over there, like, come on, bro, get over here.
Okay.
And top of the order.
It's you.
I didn't say what I was going to do.
No, you didn't. What are you doing?
I rolled a d20.
For an attack?
Nope. Intimidation. 11.
He passes.
On disadvantage?
Disadvantage.
Because he's big.
Because he's big. But is he disadvantaged because of the light?
Well, not an intimidation.
Not a reaction.
I was like, ooh, look.
He's
like,
well, attacks are disadvantaged.
He yours got sunglasses, doesn't he?
Damn. All right.
Duergar's come prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. Agoro.
Okay.
We have reached you in the lineup.
I'm going to go ahead and... I'm right here. Which one's me? This one?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Disengage.
Okay.
And then move towards...
Old Copenhagen over here.
Old Copenhagen.
Okay, well, let's say you disengage this side. You come around behind him. I assume that's what you're getting at. You want advantage when you attack him.
Yes.
I'm Copenhagen.
Unless I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong.
If I get within this guy's range, am I still in the forge's light?
Yeah.
If I get behind him?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get behind him.
Okay, you're standing behind Jafiel.
No, I'm Copenhagen.
He's Copenhagen.
Oh, got it. You're Copenhagen.
Am I still in the light of the forge?
You're not directly in the light of the forge. Like, the forge is back here. It's behind Copenhagen.
All right, so I go behind Copenhagen.
Okay.
That's my nickname in college.
Jafiel.
Shit was really weird back then.
Where's Copenhagen?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
It's in my pants.
We're sweet.
So I go ahead and get behind him.
Okay.
And ready up a stance so I can defend him, both him and me.
Okay, that was your turn, Mr. Unhappy Duergar comes around, and he can't get around behind you because the forge. So he comes up to you though, and he comes swinging at you his mighty war pick. But you are so close to that forge, and it is so bright that he can't see, and whoom, right over your head.
Okay,
and the second one. Looking at you, Jafiel.
Oh, yeah, he is. I'm looking right back at him.
He's trying to, at least. And he raises his warhammer to swing it at you right above his head, but he has to keep another hand in front of his eyes to shield it from the light of the forge, and in doing so, he drops his shield.
Nice.
And he swings down at you, but still misses.
Drops his shield. Nice. All right, I'm going after
him. And now we're back up to you, Jafiel.
I reach. I talk back to Agoro. It's like, hey, bro, tell him, like, if this one's, like, he said he was unhappy, like, is that grumpy? Then if this is a Snow White shit, this one's dopey. And then I hit him with my rapier.
Okay, roll a d20.
And you say that in undercommon, too. Fucking dopey, bro. 8 plus 5. 13.
So you stab out with your rapier and ding!
Wait. No, that was my my roll 8. What do I add to that?
That would be rapier would be dexterity, and if you're proficient in dexterity, or rapier, add your proficiency as well.
3, 5, 8. Okay, 9, 10.
13.
13 still.
Okay, so
it said 5. Never mind.
Okay, so you poke out with your rapier, going for his heart, and ding, bounces off his armor, harmless. Ogoro.
Okay. Da, 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 da. So I go ahead and lash out with my spear.
Okay. D20.
And his spear is like my shoulder level, so he could just.
So I picture you guys kind of stacked. Well, you're facing that one.
He can stand right behind me.
I'm facing this guy.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of facing.
Protecting his.
You're facing like this.
Okay.
Protecting his back.
Oh, yeah, back up in the
shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I have Sentinel. Yeah. So anybody within 5 feet of me, I get a bonus weapon attack against the enemy that attacks the person within 5 feet of me.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the other side.
So, yeah. If he attacks this guy.
Yeah. You would get your bonus.
Then I would get my bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
We missed it on that one.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to get it because I'm not standing next to him.
5 foot? Oh.
If I'm standing next to that enemy that attacks another person.
Oh, gotcha.
So, anyways. Sorry. So I go ahead and lash out with my spear against the lesser of the bigger guys.
Okay, let's call him One.
One. Okay.
We'll call him Grumpy and Dopey. Yeah,
Grumpy and Dopey. Grumpy then.
Still be happy, by the way. Thanks.
You rolled a...
8.
8. So you lash out with your spear and... Whew, he just kind of like sidesteps it and resumes his stance, shield out in front of him.
Alright. This guy doesn't have a shield anymore. And he's the
And then he's gonna come at you with his war.
Am I
war pick?
Able to like reach out in front of
you? Yeah, dude, you're 8 foot tall. I'm 5. You could like right over my shoulder. All right.
And he he has his shield slightly up to cast a shadow across his eyes, but he comes down with that war pick and smashes you.
Me?
Yeah.
You're ranged.
I know. I rolled with disadvantage, and I still got 19. The other one was a crit 20.
Damn. Alright.
Yeah. And so that's double damage because he's big.
But he's one size, counts as one size larger for what he can carry.
I'm going to go ahead and do Stone's Endurance on this one.
Was that a reaction?
Yeah, it's a reaction based on when I take damage.
Okay, he did 12 damage.
Says, when I take damage, I can use a reaction to roll a d12, add my con modifier to the number rolled, and reduce the damage by that total.
Okay.
I got a 10 plus my con, which is a plus 3, so 13. So minus 13 damage.
Okay, so you essentially take no damage.
5 minus 12 plus 13.
What?
Huh?
You were at 5. Went negative 12. Oh, so you're up to 6 now.
No. Whatever
he negates whatever
damage. Oh, it doesn't add. So,
whatever the total damage.
Okay.
13 minus whatever total damage that
hit so,
to me.
So, as he comes down with this war pick at you, like it's like striking stone and just ting off your shoulder.
Ah!
Good job.
And the second one is going to attack Jafiel.
Yes, he is.
It's this guy, right?
This guy.
Yeah. That guy. And he... Oh, God, you were so lucky.
He's rolling so many twendos.
I am rolling so many twendos, but it's disadvantage.
Five or six? Thank you for that, dude.
But the light gets in his eyes and whoom, swings right over your head again. And we're back to the top of the order, Jafiel.
Okay. I lay on hands him. Gives him 5.
Is it 5 or is it...
Like, I have a pool of 5. Specifically,
he reaches back behind him without looking and grabs my ass.
Yep.
And then lays his hands on my ass.
I pat, pat, pat.
Say, good game.
I heal them buns. Gives me
heals.
Gives him all of the heals.
I heal them Goliath buns.
He gives me all the good heals.
Okay.
It's five. It's a pool of 5 plus my paladin level...
What's it called?
Lay on hands.
Lay on hands.
Lay on buns.
Lay on buns.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. You know how much health it restores?
5. So that was my action. I laid on hands, healed him for 5. You're up to 10.
Okay.
Can I do a perception check?
What?
Or can I do a sleight of hand check?
That would require an action.
Can I do... What? Can I do an acrobatics check?
Wait, why would you do an acrobatics check?
We need to kill these guys.
And I already used my action up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to do your bonus action or something like
that. He's trying to do a movement.
Movement.
I didn't move yet.
Your move right now... You can move, but it would get... You
opportunity
would,
attack.
Yeah, you would take an opportunity attack. You cannot disengage because that requires an action.
Well, I'm right next to the forge, right?
Yes.
And so what I do with my acrobatics is I jump up in the air. Don't move. I just jump up in the air, tap my elbow twice, come down on the bellows, vroom, stoke the forge.
I like that idea, but it would require an action.
Yes, and...
Yeah. Yes, and.
Yes, and. But
yes, was... and you don't. And you don't. And
fun
you
fact, can't. Yes, sorry. And was almost the name of the podcast.
That's true.
Anyway.
Fun fact.
No, you cannot do that.
Speaking of fun, when are we going to have some? Stay tuned for season 3. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Nick's the best.
Do I get the DM?
Yeah, you do. Season 3 is yours.
That's going to suck, guys. Don't do it.
You have plenty of time to work on it.
I'm done.
Okay, Agoro.
Okay, so I go ahead and... Since I'm still next to the forge and everything like that, and I'm protecting my buddy, he just laid his hand on my butt, and... Good game. I'm gonna go ahead and...
All your crack is healed.
I'm gonna go cracks ahead.
Is healed. I was gonna say...
Jeez, guys, that's a... That's a bad reference. That's a good reference.
It's only a bad reference because it's a bad character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, zing.
Did we publish when he murdered a funeral? That was so good.
That was so good.
Or he was peeing up himself all of eternity.
Oh, all of eternity. Out of two holes.
Out of two holes.
He was peeing radially.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and attack this guy in front of me.
Okay. 220.
11. 4. 15.
So you come down with your spear, and he gets his shield up just in time to deflect it.
Son of a bitch.
And now it's his turn, and he comes at you. Another crit 20, but it's at disadvantage. And he comes at you with his warhammer.
Dude, that was actually an 8.
No, 720s.
Oh, yeah, 720. It really is, guys. This is ridiculous.
I like it.
I found my new set of dice, but he comes at you with his warhammer and whoom, just swings wide. That's his turn. So now his buddy is going to come at you, Jafiel, and also swing with disadvantage. And he's going to swing again and whoom, just misses way left.
Mm.
And it's your turn.
All right, I'm thinking I should have took Shieldmaster. Can I still try to bash him as my action, bash him to the ground using Dex, because I hit him in the right spot, like judo?
I think a bash, like with your shield?
Yeah.
I think it would still be strength.
Strength enough to knock him down, at least. He's a big guy.
He's bigger than me. Okay. So then I use my, Shit, man. I can't do enough damage. Beer? Huh?
Rapier?
No.
Some damage is better than no damage.
Yeah. What if I,
You're gonna have to hurt him eventually. Let's just say that.
I can't do much damage either.
I could intimidate him, though, and then he can't attack me. I roll for intimidation on homeboy. I got a 2-10.
He passed. Also, he gets advantage, you know, because he's big. And because he can't really see you. It's like he's not really intimidated.
I'm fucking menacing, bro. Blind people are like, fuck, someone menacing is in this room.
Woof, they feel the presence.
Yeah.
You go,
meow. The funny thing is, you do hear that echo down the hallway, like a meow. Agoro.
I'm going to go ahead and try jab him with my spear again. Got a 19.
A 19 will hit.
That is...
8.
Plus 3.
Oh. An 8. Okay. You stab out with your spear and you catch this guy right in the gut.
Am I able to step out like in front of both him? Like
you want to be like right there.
Right.
He kind of had you pinned. You'd have to go like all the way around.
Alright.
Which, I mean, you could do that without breaking, I guess. Yeah.
Would that still put me within the light of the forge?
No. Because forge over here. So you'd be in the darkness.
Can we... Are we able to... Am I able to switch spots with him? Like, get in front of him? In between... Like, because I...
He would have to disengage.
Are you able to do that and move behind me? So that way I can have both of them in front of me?
As an action? I don't have any bonus actions up there.
Well, disengage allows you to move. So that you can move behind me without taking damage.
Or having them hit.
So you can disengage, move behind me, and I can have both of them in front of me. Is that while my still move? Within the light, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're still within the light of the forge. So that way, if they try to attack both you and me, I get an attack of opportunity on them.
Yep.
And if they try to move, they can't, because my sentinel allows me to do an attack of opportunity even if they disengage.
I mean... And... So, if you were here...
Yeah, there's a beer cap.
You were... Okay, fine. Jaffiel's a beer cap. So, if you were to, like... You could... Hit them both.
Yeah, but I still would have I wouldn't have that disadvantage from the light of the forge.
Right.
That's what I want. I still want that, and also have to be able to use my sentinel against them if they try to attack him too.
Okay. Well, let me say to jump over your that shoulders this guy that you just stabbed in the gut with the spear, he is now vomiting blood.
Let's finish him.
Alright.
He is not looking good at all.
Alright.
And now it's his turn, and he's gonna come at him.
Bloody.
Nah, that's fourth edition.
He's gonna come at you, and like, right? It's clear that his strength is waning. He comes at you, he looks pretty upset, and he swings at you hard with this war pick. And again, just a mile away. And after he does that, he starts to get smaller again.
Ooh, six rounds.
And he gets from 9 feet to 8 to 7 to 6. And soon he's all the way back down between 3.5 and 4 feet.
Look who's bigger now!
And the other one now swings at you, Jaffiel. And again, he just whiffs wide right this time. Yeah, I got another crit for
him. Let's keep the tally going in the bottom left corner of the screen for Twitch and YouTube. That's 8.
Dude, brilliant call on the fucking... Just...
It's your turn, John.
Don't kill this guy. Do not do non-lethal damage to him. I need to torture him for information.
Alright.
Cool? I mean, unless something happens and kill him. But I think we need some information.
Okay.
Cool?
Alright.
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
Alright.
Hold on.
There we go. That was a weird pinky swear.
Which
it was,
one?
It was wormy.
You fumbled a bit. Yeah. It was like you were teasing me a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, it's gotten so awkward in here.
You know what? No, let's kill this guy.
It feels good.
Because this guy got bigger, so I bet you he's like a better lieutenant or some shit.
All right.
So I'm gonna. Can I attack diagonally on square?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you can.
I'm gonna roll to attack. I get +5,
13, 18. That hits.
Roll.
Wait, +5. Oh yeah, dexterity. Yep.
I'm going to roll my damage with my Ocho. 4 + 3, right?
Yeah. So 3 is coming from here.
Okay. 7.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So you strike out with that rapier.
Poke, poke, poke.
Poke, poke, poke. You poke his gut, poke his lungs.
Both of his eyes.
Okay, you poke both of his eyes and his gut.
All in one move.
And all in one move, yeah.
No, he went, and they got his eyes.
Somehow.
And his
and as you do that, his form, he drops his war pick and falls to the ground dead.
Nice.
Grapple this motherfucker, I don't know.
Okay. Agoro.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and move around behind him. And
remember, I know you guys have a plan, so I want to make it known that you can do non-lethal attacks.
Yep, that's,
yeah, so yes. If you were to try and knock him out...
That's what I want.
I will say that I'm not going to allow that till at least he's close to death. So.
Right.
All
right.
Fair?
All right, so...
Like, we can't call it till it's close to death?
Right. I don't want you to go up against someone who's full health. Like, I'm going to knock him out!
And then,
hit him.
He's taking no damage, is that correct?
He has taken 7 damage from the molten iron that you burned on him. So now you have attack with advantage.
Okay.
Because you are flanking him.
I am.
Which I know is technically not a 5th edition thing, but I really like it. So we're going to use it.
Okay.
Agreed.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead and attack him with my spear.
I use my assistant DM powers to agree.
My pre-DM.
Yeah.
It's my echoes first roll of reality. 13 plus 4. 17.
Okay, roll again. Just to see if you get a 20.
I got a nat 20.
Aren't you glad? Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
and you're raging.
All right. Yep. So that's double
you haven't
damage.
Been adding in your rage damage, have you? You get plus 2 damage for hitting when you get rage.
Plus 2 damage?
Yeah.
Good to note to self.
Note to all listeners, know your heroes.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Okay, so roll...
Double damage plus 2.
Roll double damage. You only add your proficiency once, and you only add your rage once.
Okay, thank you.
Non-lethal if something happens bad.
Yeah, so can I do non-lethal damage before he, like, dies?
Sure.
Like, I'll pull him up.
Alright, so let's think of it like
save him.
Let's think of it like this. You're striking out with your spear?
Yeah.
So your first strike was with the point. The second one, you come around with the butt of it.
No organs.
All right.
Got it? So, like, perfect. You're doing full damage, but if it's get close to death, you're coming around with the butt and you're smacking in the face perfect. Kind of thing.
All right. Thank you.
Like a bow staff. You're Donatello.
Woo! Donatello. I like that. So the first one's a 7.
7 plus strength 2. Plus pro fish.
7 plus 4 plus 2. Okay,
so 11.
Yep.
13, roll strength, roll damage dice again. Oh shit, it's all doubled. Never mind.
It's a 5.
13 plus 11.
24.
So, yeah, you strike out with your spear, and you slash him across the chest, and then in a follow-up, in one fluid motion, you come around again with the butt of the spear and smash him across the face,
yes!
Break his nose, and render him unconscious momentarily.
Perfect. Fuck yeah.
You have won second battle.
Thank you. Right. Can you tie him up, put him close to the forge, and I'll go through the pockets and go through the whole room?
Yes. Yep. I'll go ahead and tie him up and drag him towards the forge.
Okay.
We'll split everything 50-50.
As he goes unconscious, he also shrinks again.
Okay. All right.
You tie him up securely, he cannot get out. You tie him into the light so he has disadvantage on everything.
Yeah.
I'm rummaging through everything, trying to find weapons, gold, food. Everything, armors, if anything's better than what we have, and then I meet you back at him. We're going to interrogate him.
Perfect. So the items in the room have been mostly picked through because, mm-hmm. you know, they were waiting for this battle
it's
all along.
Yeah.
What's hanging up is currently damaged weapons and armor that have been waiting for repairs. So none of it's going to help. Yeah, none of it's salvageable, really.
We gotta find out what they're looking for.
You can take some, but it's damaged and it won't provide any benefits for you.
We melt it all down and make it into we're both now mechanized warriors.
Okay, you have
spent
the past
5 years.
Yeah, you spent 5 years becoming proficient smiths.
Yes.
And engineers.
That's all I'm saying.
We can forge anything now. Godsmith.
He's still knocked out. 5 years knocked out.
Yeah. Yep. No, we kept him knocked out with herbal medicine and everything like that.
Every 2.5 days, he hits him in the face.
You do find
break his nose.
You do find on the dead one 50 gold pieces, and you do find on the alive one an additional 50 gold pieces.
All right. You want to put him down the well or hold on to him?
Is he holding all your money? You're not recording any of your money.
Yeah, no. I travel light.
You want me to record both?
That's cool. All
right.
Let's trust it, because if you screw me over, then I have a reason to be mad.
Okay.
It's the way I live.
So, now, you've looted the room.
Yep.
And your Duergar captive
is
beginning to regain consciousness. What do you want to do? He is tied up.
Maybe we find out next time.
I guess we do. Next time on Be the Deep.